I don't care. You're just talking.
Did you want him to introduce you?
I don't know. If you want to introduce us, you can.
Are we just doing this?
Yeah. Oh, we can, I mean.
That's your call.
Oh, God. So many things.
Normally it's just this little one. That's I'm fine.
Yeah, it's normally the little one because if we lose 10 minutes of it, it's not bad. If we lose 45 minutes of it, then it's a bad thing.
Okay. Good.
But welcome to the What If podcast. I also changed it. It's What If with Mike and Scott instead of Scott and Mike. Because I'm already the head of too many podcasts.
Okay, that's fine.
Plus, the picture we took, you're first.
Okay.
I didn't want people to go, what if with Mike and Scott and Mike, that's Scott on the left and that's Mike on the right? Don't want to confuse people.
Genuine concern. Thank you.
I know I could have mirrored the image. But I didn't.
Then people would be like, well, you look strange. You look backwards.
Yeah, why is your facial hair different?
I don't know where this picture is, by the way. I don't know.
I made a picture.
Do we have an iTunes subscriber thing?
I have it as like the Scott Does Stuff Network.
I should look at your
network.
Website. I haven't seen it in a while. All right.
But I haven't uploaded any of these what ifs yet.
Okay.
At the moment of recording it. If you're listening to it, then you have.
If you are not listening to this now.
Oh, also,
then
we
haven't uploaded it.
So yeah, Mike, uh oh. So Mike is with me, and this time we have a bonus Ken Goltz with us.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
All right, so normally what we do is one of us will think of an object, and another person will think of a what if this object was, like, this scenario, and then we, like, piece them together.
It could be, like, a scenario, or it could be...
Like, what if jelly donuts were money?
Yes.
Or what if glassware opened locks?
Sure.
So that was from the first episode.
So and then we had what if airplanes had to be in every sitcom?
Yeah. And what if shampoo bottles were mandatory for the military?
Yes. Yes.
So instead of guns, they carry around shampoo bottles. That's what these things are.
Yeah. So all right. So do you want to do the first half or the second half?
I did the second half for two of the three so far.
So
I'll do the first half.
So I'm going to do the second half.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You got one?
I got one.
What if mouse traps
were sticky?
There are those
already. There are. That's mostly what they are.
But what if
those are the ones that
the rule is that all mouse traps
are sticky. They don't snap. They're just sticky.
So already, what happens with the sticky mouse trap is it doesn't kill the mouse.
Yeah. It's already humane.
It's the humane one. So
are they the humane ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what do you do with the mouse?
You pull them off? I don't know.
You release it in a Taco Bell parking lot.
Or you just take a hammer.
Well, I suppose.
Well, I mean, some people are going to be like, I got to release this in the wild now.
So you do the, what you're saying with the hammer is you do it the humane way, but then you hit it with a hammer?
Yeah. Well, I mean... There's a lot of ways to do humane ways inhumanely.
I suppose if the mouse trap was only sticky, but you wanted to kill the mouse, you'd have to find an alternative way to kill the mouse.
So maybe
a hammer would be the way to do it because you can't kill the mouse with the snap trap because that doesn't exist.
Yeah, because what if it's illegal to sell dangerous mouse traps?
Too many people were breaking toes.
Yeah.
So
too many children wanted peanut butter.
Or yes, that's a. That's a problem already in the nation that too many people want many children want peanut butter.
Like that's one of the reasons why you don't let our cat in the basement because they have mouse traps down there. And I'm like, he's going to go for that peanut butter.
Wait, you have a cat and mouse traps?
Well,
the cat's the mouse trap, man.
We don't know yet. We haven't had a mouse since we got the cat.
And then I think it's doing its job.
No, the answer. Yeah. That's what they do. Even if it's not eating the mice, the cat's presence there makes the mice go, I'm not going to be here.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. That's not the reason we got the cat, though.
But you don't need... You can solve... It's a solvable problem. You can take the mouse traps out of the basement now, so you don't need to worry about the cat getting...
Well, I said that's one of the reasons we don't let the cat in the basement.
Okay.
Also reasons is our sump pump is down there, and if the cat falls in a cement hole in the ground and there's water in there, he might drown.
Okay.
Or we have an open flame furnace. If he tries looking...
What?
You have a very non-safe cat.
Yeah. And also, like, there's holes in the wall. If he crawls in there...
You can fix some of these problems, it sounds like.
Do you also have a knife drawer that the cat can maybe
full
get
of
to?
Rabid dogs.
Rabbit dogs?
Rabid dogs.
Oh, rabid. I was thinking, like, rabbit. Is that my water? It's mine water.
Mine water.
So sticky...
I believe it would also dramatically change Tom and Jerry cartoons.
Yeah.
Many cartoons for sure, with Tom and Jerry ones.
Yeah. Do you think, okay, so sticky mouse traps, I don't know how they work. Does the glue smell good? Or do they people put like a piece of cheese on the sticky mouse trap and it doesn't
you
slide off?
You still need something that attracts them to it, yeah. You're not just hoping that they randomly walk over it.
It's not like fly paper where it flies like, this smells like flowers.
Correct.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I think you still have to put a bait on there.
All right.
Maybe they have an odor. Yeah, maybe they have one that smells like cat.
I can imagine how many problems people would have. Like, all right, time to unroll the new traps. And like, fuck, I got it. It folded it wrong. And then it's like, and then they have to throw it away and buy a new one. Like, whenever you try to take scotch tape and you accidentally fold it over and you're like, that piece is ruined. They might make a lot of money off just people being dumb and not knowing how to unroll these traps. Are they on paper?
I don't think they're no.
You don't unroll
no,
them
no, like they're still like a it's still like a
oh square. I don't know, I've never used them.
It doesn't it's, yeah it's not
you
fly
don't
paper.
Unroll a mouse trap.
I'm thinking
you're still thinking fly paper.
Or like cockroaches.
Right.
I don't know how it works. So is it like is it just like a plastic plate or something with the glue on it?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's gross. Either way, I've never had bug traps that capture big bugs.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah.
Or I've never had a mouse trap in my house either. I have a cat.
I think most bugs, big bugs, you get an exterminator or something to come in and spray, but then they still die.
But they have roach hotels.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
But then they get inside and you don't have to see it because it's inside the
mouse traps
or whatever.
When we had a mouse in our house a couple of years ago, this is before the cat. It was, we went to the store to buy mouse traps, and they didn't have any like the generic like wooden planks with the metal snappy. It was like a weird little like jungle gym thing where there's a hole and you would climb in, and then it had a platform that would be triggered and it would go, and the ground would just like basically go up and push him against the ceiling and crush him that way. But you'd be in there, like, all right, then toss it away. You'd notice because the lever would go down, and then once it went in there and snapped it, the lever was like...
So it was like beating the level in Mario Brothers. The flag would
go up. Yeah, the flag would go up. But if it went all the way to the end, it's like not set. But if it was like a partial away from the end, it's like caught a mouse because the body was in there.
Oh, geez.
So it wouldn't snap all the way up. It was demented as hell, but...
Yeah, and spikes inside.
Yeah, it wasn't so much spikes, but it was like rigid. So like...
I've actually seen those types of traps, and there are people that will say that they're more humane than the sticky traps would be because it puts it out of its misery immediately.
Yeah, it doesn't, like, snap and, like catch its body.
If you're a mouse and you get stuck on the trap and you're on vacation or something like that thing's going to starve to death because it's going to be stuck on this sticky
trap. Also, I was going to say, like, the ones that snap, too, like, sometimes if their head's not in the right spot,
right.
It might not kill them. Right. It might not snap their neck. This just immediately crushes them, and they're like, we're done.
And they get a little fun ride on that.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a 60s Batman episode where they got put on a giant mousetrap? I feel like that happened.
Probably.
And they had the evil, 10 minutes to get out of it.
Evil then, Dr. Mouse.
Yeah. It was probably Catwoman did it.
Ooh,
yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, put him in a big mousetrap. I feel like
I think Catwoman's like fought the bad guy because she's a cat and it's a mouse.
No.
That'd be, all right.
Well, that could have happened, too.
Wait, actually, though, if you put a sticky... I just thought of this. You put a sticky mouse trap down, and you get stuck on it, and you're like, you're on vacation, he still has that bait to eat.
True.
So, I mean...
I guess I don't know if mice need 3 healthy meals a day. I'm not sure.
They're smaller, so...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're going on vacation, just put a bigger piece of cheese down.
That's being humane.
Yeah. And then when you come back, like, hope you liked it.
Oh, you little guy.
Crunk.
And still hit him, release him to the wild.
Well, I don't know. I don't
go back to that. So
I don't know how much glue is stuck
people,
to them.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, how you get them off the thing.
Like, if you yank them off the glue trap, are they going to be constantly sticky, like walking on things and get stuff stuck to their feet?
A piece of toilet paper.
Like if you shake a pine tree, like you waste that sap, and everything sticks to your hand. Is that
for that day?
But the mouse, that's his life now. Everything.
Yeah, maybe. We'd have a lot more sticky, angry mice.
Yeah.
Like, do you think we would also have more mice, though?
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
Yeah, because a pregnant mouse could still have babies on the sticky trap.
Yeah.
I mean,
She could.
Sorry, I just thought of like the snap traps, like a pregnant mouse, goes on it, and then it just like snaps down, and the babies just shoot out like a pea pod.
Oh. Plus, there's people that are so horrified by a mouse,
yeah,
and they wouldn't want to find one, even in a trap, they wouldn't want to find one. You know, at least if you find one in a crush trap or whatever you're talking about, or a snap trap, but then it's done. It's dead, yeah. So you can get rid of it. If it's still alive, you still have that fear of, oh, yuck, it's a mouse, it's alive.
Yeah, but that's the way the world is now.
That's right, because there's no other alternative. There's no alternative.
All mouse traps are sticky.
All mouse traps
just
are sticky.
A sticky trap and a hammer. Well, I think that was a good...
Darn good episode, Scott.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You too.
Yeah.
Thanks for Ken for being here.
It's been a pleasure. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks for being here.
Last time we were trying to think of how to end these, like, with a catchphrase.
Oh, yeah.
Did we
come up with one?
No.
Damn it.
What now? I don't know. What if... Because you can't just say bye. That's it.
Any of those would have been fine.
What if? What if? What if?
Your whole last minute could have been fine.
All right. Well, then that's it.
This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.